There is Under This Old Hat, the new single from Sawyer Brown, and it's the first music in, boy, a lot of years from Sawyer Brown. And I just want to welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Sawyer Brown lead vocalist Mark Miller. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Hey, man. How are you, buddy?
It's good to talk to you once again. And now, the last time you and I talked, you guys were coming to play Country Thunder. And off the air, you told me, hey, man, we got new music coming, a documentary that we're working on with Blake Shelton. So besides all the shows you play, how did you find time to get all this stuff done?
Well, we cut the record. We had to do it in between Blake's. He was doing a last season of the Voice. And then he agreed to do one more season. So we literally squeezed it in with his schedule and our schedule, and we actually recorded it last January.
Okay.
So he came in, he came in with Gwen and we were in the studio 3 days from sunup to sundown, kind of old school, and cut the entire new album.
Wow. Man, oh man. And now how did the documentary all come about? I mean, get me to the stage on top. I've seen the trailer, and I know you guys did a screening in Franklin. When are the rest of us going to get to see this?
Well, we're just now, working out the distribution with the streaming service. Netflix is making a bid on it. It could end up anywhere. So right now we're just negotiating that. The Nashville Film Festival wanted to debut it at the film festival. So we kind of sped up, the process and got it done. And so it'll be out, but I don't know exactly where or when.
Okay.
It'll be out at somewhere around the first of the year. And the actual release of the album is March the 8th in 2024.
Okay. Well, I see that. I was reading up on the documentary a little bit, and I saw that Bobby Randall and Duncan took part in it. It was probably good to be back and having those guys involved in it, wasn't it?
Man, it was so cool because they both did the documentary, and I just thought, so what we had planned to do and what we did was everybody, it was a sold out event. The movie started at 6 p.m. The fans started lining up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And so we showed the movie. And when the movie's over, the screen comes up and all of us are on stage and the fans lost their mind. And we did like a 10 song set with, going back to songs that Bobby was there for and songs that Duncan was there for and then Shane. So it was really, really a cool event. Even for us, as a reunion.
That would have been awesome to see. I'm really looking forward to hearing this new album and the title of it, Desperado Troubadours. And I had read that you had wrote with a couple artists that our Iron Country listeners love here. And I'm talking about Cody Jinks and Tennessee Jet. What was that like?
it was just because of COVID, we all got the skill of learning how to do Zoom calls. Mm-hmm. Right. And so we couldn't physically get together. So the three of us, just did all the rights with the Zoom. Now we had done a couple shows with Cody and I had not officially met Tennessee Jet till like afterwards, but it was great because they're both fans of the band.
Okay.
So they they just wanted to dive in with what we do and kind of get on page with us. And that's exactly what they did. And their contribution was so cool because it stuck to right with who we are and how we sound.
Exactly. And, when I first heard Under This Old Hat, I've been a Sawyer Brown fan for a long time. When I heard this, I went, oh my, that's classic Sawyer Brown. Was that what the sound you were going for, Mark, with this new release?
Absolutely. When Blake came in, you know, I went out to Oklahoma and spent the day with him, and we just talked about everything. And I said, man, I just don't want to chase anything. And this is our 40-year anniversary album. And I said, I just want to recreate, you know, what our sound and duplicate that with new music, new energy. And, you know, sonically now, you know, recording wise, you know, it's even different than, you know, the last time we made a record. So, you know, I wanted to keep the vibe and the feel and the beats of the band, you know, with the new technology, with sonically, and you know, that's what we did.
Yeah. From, like I said, we've heard the first single, and I'm so excited about I want to call it that classic Sawyer Brown sound. The thing I wanted to talk to you also today about, Mark, was I want to talk about your friendship and your partnership with Hobie. I mean, it's very rare that a friendship and a partnership in the music business lasts this long. Why do you think it's worked for you two guys?
Man, we were friends before we had a band. We were friends before we even thought about having a band. Mm-hmm. And so I think we know how to separate it, but we also know that it adds to you know, what we are in the band. You know, he's a great uncle to my kids. You know, I always tease, he gets invited to things before I do with them. so we're really, really close, good friends. And, you know, there's a huge respect musically, but, you know, I know what he means to the band, and you know, I feel like he knows what I mean to the band. And, it's just been a great partnership for, you know, well over 40 years.
Yeah, it is quite the partnership, and it's always fun to see you guys doing the, you know, the TikTok videos, and you can tell that you guys are legitimately friends.
yeah, because we can say things to each other that no one else can.
Exactly. Now, Mark, I remember the first time seeing Sawyer Brown when you guys opened up for Kenny Rogers on that first album tour back in the day in Chicago. And I've seen a lot of Sawyer Brown shows since. And it's always that the one thing that always drew me to Sawyer Brown was the great energy and the positive vibe. I mean, how do you keep that energy up every night when you hit the stage?
Well, I mean, the one thing is we're legitimately excited about going out and feeling and seeing the reaction to us playing these songs with our fans. Our fans, we've had this loyal fan base. And I have to tell you, Wisconsin is the whole state is a hot spot for us. We've done more concerts in Wisconsin than any other state. So it's pretty easy to get amped up to go out there. Now, we work out every day, all of us do, to stay in shape, because we always tell people they don't come to hear us, they come to see us. Mm-hmm. And so we know there's this expectation. And, man, we take that, you know, to this day, we take that very serious. So we're never going to go out and do a show and just phone it in. We're going to bring it every night.
That is the truth. I've never seen a show that just wasn't an excellent performance. And I was looking at your tour dates, and I'm like, when are we going to see them again? But I did see that you were playing. You're not going to be back in Wisconsin for a while, but I did see you're playing the Opry Thursday night. Well, let me ask you this: do you get as jazzed up about playing the Opry now as you did back the first time that Sawyer Brown got welcomed, you know, brought on the stage at the Opry?
Man, I had to be honest, I get nervous every time I play the Opry. I really get like anxiety, because I just have this respect for the Opry, and it's a whole different vibe. It's just one of the oldest and most historic venues, and to this day I have so much respect for it. So I don't have fun until I get out there. leading up to it, I have anxiety.
Oh, I don't blame you. I mean, you walk out there and see that circle. I mean, that is quite a sight to see. And And Mark, I am so happy, and as a Sawyer Brown fans, I mean, it is great to getting new music, the documentary. You guys are busy, and we hope to see you up in Wisconsin real soon. I love the thing on YouTube that your daughter hosts with you and Hobie. There's some great stuff. That 80s fashion is amazing.
Yeah. And on this next tour, we are bringing out like all 80s retro clothes. So if you come see us, just get ready.
I'm looking forward to it. Mark, what's the release date again on the album?
March the 8th is the album.
All right. Well, Mark, we always let our guests pick a song out of their catalog to end to get out of the interview with. What song from your catalog would you like us to play?
Some Girls Do, baby.
All right, Mark Miller, you are always welcome back here on Iron Country. We appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.